Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
CC is joining us on this Tuesday morning here on Second Date Update. We're Thunder and PT, and let's see if we can help CC reconnect with, I think, a gentleman named Tyler that she messaged us about. CC, good morning. Tell us about Tyler and why you think he's ghosting you.
Well, I don't know why, because we messaged a lot before we met, and we're both really into fall. We love pumpkin spice, so we decided that, you know, we'd get together. So I brought over some pumpkin spice cupcakes. We got pumpkin spice coffee. Okay. I thought I might use some pumpkin spice room spray as cologne, but I thought maybe that would be overdoing it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Yeah.
So where did you guys meet then?
Yeah, well, we met like in a park that's near both of us.
Okay, cool. Oh, okay, all right. Yeah. Kind of like a little pumpkin spice picnic.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And you're sure that he was into pumpkin spice? Because like that sounds over the top to me.
Yeah, it does to me too.
He was definitely into it. Okay. He loved it.
All right. So that's a great, I guess, conversation starter. But how was the getting to know you conversation during your pumpkin spice-a-thon?
Yeah, I thought it went well. And I did ask him if, you know, what he thought about my going as like a, you know, like a librarian, a sexy librarian for Halloween. And it seemed like he thought that was a great idea.
All right. So he had no problem with that.
You were talking about Halloween costumes. All right. Okay.
So you're just moving right through fall then. First pumpkin spice, now Halloween. Okay. And what is it about Tyler that you really like? Why do you want to see Tyler again?
Well, not only do we have the love of fall in common, but, you know, he's good looking and nice and funny. And I just someone I want to get to know.
Okay. Is there anything you can think of, Cece, that may have given Tyler second thoughts?
No, I really can't.
Okay.
And was there any, like, how did the date end? Just was there any conversation? Did you say, like, hey, love to see you again? Or did he say something like that at all or no?
Yeah, he said, okay, well, see you next time. Or, like, he made it sound like he was going to text me or call me, and he just hasn't.
Committally, non-committal. Yeah. All right, okay, very good. Well, let's just, the thing we can only do here, CC, is call Tyler, see where he's at with all this. See if he does want to see you again, at least get some answers on why he's not getting back to you after here, what, a week or two. So you hold on.
I think he just pretended he was into pumpkin spice and that he wasn't really at all. He was just overwhelmed.
Well, we'll find out. We're going to call him next. Coming back, the second half of Second Date Update in just 3 minutes, right here with Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Don't know where you...
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Well, our listener CC thought she had hit it off on her first date with a gentleman named Tyler over their love of fall and pumpkin spice. And sometimes we can tell if there's going to be a second date by how the first date ends.
Yeah, he said, okay, well, see you next time. Or like he made it sound like he was going to text me or call me and he just hasn't.
Well, that's been a couple of weeks, and Cece would just like to know if that text or phone call or second date is ever going to happen.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Could we speak to Tyler, please?
Yeah, who is this?
Hi, Tyler. It's not a sales call or anything like that, and please don't be alarmed. But I do need to tell you right off the bat, we are on the radio because it's Thunder and PT. And we co-host the morning radio show here on 102.9 The Wolf. And we're helping a listener of ours named Cece this morning. She told us about a recent date that you went on.
Yeah, why did she do that?
Well, actually, because we do this thing called Second Date Update where if people have been ghosted, we try to help them get back in touch with someone else. And that's you. Like, you haven't gotten back to her. She wants to see you again.
Yeah, she just wants to figure out why she hasn't heard back.
Okay. Well, I mean, this all tracks because she's really too desperate.
Okay. What gave you that impression?
Well, I mean, she was just like really obviously trying to get me interested in her, you know, like over the top.
Because of the pumpkin spice stuff?
Was it the librarian costume?
I mean, the fact that you have to ask, it was really the librarian costume. I mean, she was like looking at me and being like, you know, which is hotter, glasses on or glasses off? And then she would like pull her glasses off really slowly. And then she asked like how low cut her blouse should be. Or like if a really tight sweater was better to like, you know, show off her.
And you were having an issue with this?
It sounds just like kind of, I mean, it's just, she was just being flirty about it. Or you thought it was just too much?
Obviously, like, look, I mean, obviously, like, a little bit of flirtation here and there is good, but, like, that can't be, like, you know, 90% of the date. Like, she just took it too far. She was, like, you know, she was saying a bookworm and a hot librarian would be the best couple's costume. And, you know, this is a first date. And so, like, it was obvious that she wanted me to jump in as the bookworm. And I just sat there in silence until she figured out that wasn't going to happen.
But Tyler, you met her and things seem to be going fine. And she's obviously trying to ask you out through, you know, connecting maybe as a couple for Halloween.
Maybe an upcoming party or something.
Right. What's the issue?
It was just too over the top. You know, it was like a relationship can't be built completely on innuendo. I mean, a little bit of innuendo here and there.
So you were put off by that. All right, listen, Tyler, we don't want to prolong this anymore because it sounds like you're just not kind of having it. And I get it. That's fine. You're right. You say, do whatever you want. However, if you would just allow us, because we just talked to Cece on the radio like 5 minutes ago. And I know she would at least love to hear from you and maybe straighten this thing out so you two can, I don't know, just get some understanding between the two of you. Would you be willing for her to join us? Us bringing
fine.
Her?
Yeah,
okay.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
Hold, Tyler, stay right there. Cece, can you hear me? Can you hear what Tyler said?
Yes.
Cece, what's the deal with the library? I mean, does he have any truth to the fact that you were kind of coming on to him relatively strong?
I didn't know he was taking it that way.
So do you think he's reading way too much into this?
Well, I wasn't really expecting you to be my date on Halloween. I didn't know it was like such a big deal. I mean, I thought that was a really clever idea. I mean, I'm just interested, that's all.
So Tyler, did you... You expected her, you thought that she was asking you to go to the party.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought that was. It was like, you know, not that long into the first date, and it was like already asking for the second date.
And Cece, you even said a bookworm and a hot librarian would make a really sexy couple. So what was that about if you didn't want Tyler to go with you?
I mean, it was just an idea. It wasn't like a date set in stone. I think he made too much out of it.
I got it. So you think, is that accurate in your opinion, Tyler?
Yeah, I mean, look, Cece, you are gorgeous. So, I mean, I got a little upset because, you know, I wanted to get to know you better, and all your questions about the costume were just really distracting.
So you are interested in her?
You know, I'm open.
Wow, okay.
All right, so Cece, what do you think about that? I mean, you contacted us to see Tyler again. What are you thinking?
Well, Tyler, I think maybe you could come over and help me kind of put it together, but then we could leave the costumes behind and just go on another date.
Well, I mean, if you think your hot librarian can handle this hot pirate, we can have a costume contest for two.
Oh, yeah, no judges needed. Judge, party of one.
I was going to say...
Pirate.
Get this straight. The hot librarian is asking you if the glasses are on or off. Looks better.
Just want to say, Cece, be careful of that stump leg.
I believe in miracles.
All right, guys, we're going to leave the rest up to you.
Oh, my God.
Dress update for second date coming up. You guys stay in touch.
This is literally a miracle. Literally.
You I don't know where this came from. They put it together for a second date. Thank you, guys. And happy Halloween.
Woo!
Thanks for being on.
Second date update.
Wow.
Fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.